Hi, this is a dictation for Nigel Love. NIGELLOVE. Date of service is 9/26/2025. Date of birth is 3/5/2002, and date of accident is 5/17/2025. Mr. Nigel Love is a victim of a automobile accident where he was rear-ended. He was sitting as a passenger, restrained in the left rear of the car. The impact had caused him lower back pain, shooting down to the left leg interiorly, as burning off and on L3-4-5 nerve distribution, as well as pain in the left knee, along with mild headaches and no symptoms of disorientation except disorientation. No other symptoms were reported. Apparently, patient has had the MRI that are showing a normal left knee MRI and a positive lower back MRI with 2 mm posterior disc bulge abutting on L5 nerve roots and L5-S1 2 mm posterior disc bulge abutting both S1 nerve roots. He has a retrolisthesis of L4-5 and L5-S1 and facet hypertrophy. The patient has been treated conservatively so far with physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment. He reports that his mood is fine, pain in the knee is not there. Sleep is bad, he is tossing and turning, and he can sleep 3 to 4 hours only. Severe anxiety, depression, he is reporting. He also says that Tylenol number 3 is not helping his pain, and he needs a different kind of medication. Headaches are constant, and lower back pain is constant to the tune of 9. Headaches are around 4 or 5. So the pain level is 9, ADLs are also 9. Patient reports 80% improvement in his symptoms based on the various treatment currently he is going through. Please review the records for ADL system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 131 over 82, pulse 65. Pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will still remain the same from previous visit of 0918-017. Plan is to inform the patient that he will benefit from epidural injection with steroid, lumbar epidural 3 to 4, and 2 sets of facet joint injections. The patient will decide. So far he is doing physical therapy, and once he provides a consent, we'll move forward with the injection process. He's been provided with the medication after his meds were reviewed as follows: Narco 7.5, 325, 1 pill a day for 15 days, and lidoderm patch, 5%, 100 grams. He was also taking Celebrex and Acifex, and Wellbutrin XR, Neurontin, and Lunesta in addition. So far, the patient is stable, and all the options, including spinal cord stimulation device, has been discussed with the patient and surgery. We'll meet again in 15 days' time to move forward with the injection process. Thank you.